Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's friends.
Just friends.
It is Friday. It is after 11. So it must be time for Jen's friends when we basically look back over all the best calls and texts we got in during the week. And obviously, Jen is not here today, of course. So comedian Faye Short is going to be my friend instead.
I'm not getting paid enough for this.
Okay, Faye, bad way to start the conversation, okay? How's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, thanks so much for coming in. We were actually just talking off air there about the difference it is to be able to talk to somebody face to face.
Yeah, I know.
It's just so nice to start seeing people again. It really is.
And it runs fluidly, thank God. Jesus Christ, the amount of conversations I've had on TV or whether on radio as well. It's just something always happens.
Technical glitches,
they always happen. As much as you've connected the Wi-Fi up to the hotspot and all that. No.
Technology is not our friend.
No.
Now, on Tuesday, Faye, Jen had loads of callers on about that old age scrap between people who bring kids to restaurants and cafes and people who don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you ever disgrace your parents as a child?
I'm still doing it. I haven't stopped. Yeah, no, I actually get told this story, and it's funny that it's brought up. I get told this story constantly from my parents. I was kicked out of a restaurant when I was 1 year old.
What?
I was kicked out of an Italian restaurant in Italy. My parents brought... I'm the eldest. So basically my poor parents probably thought, you know what, it's not that hard having a kid. We'll still do the usual. We'll go out for dinner, go out for drinks or whatever. So they brought me out for dinner to this probably 5-star Michelin star restaurant or whatever over in Italy. And they were like, go on, one night we'll head out. And I was wailing the whole way through the sitting of the dinner. And they finally came over and was like, you know, we're going to have to ask you to leave. And they were kicked out. Yeah. So I haven't dined out with them in 23 years now since that.
I didn't think that you were actually allowed to do that, people to leave.
Yeah, no, maybe it's a difference in culture or something. I don't know. But yeah, they were kicked out.
So my parents used to, with us, they did, I'm the eldest as well, so they did the same kind of, oh, we'll just bring her and carry on with our normal life, it's fine.
Yeah.
So consequently, I spent most of my early years shoved under a table.
Same.
In some kind of a car seat or with a pillow and told to just go and sleep.
And there was no iPads then either. There was no iPads. We lived a tough life,
we
didn't
lived
we?
A tough life. Oh. I'd be picking chewing gum off the bottom of the table. Yeah. I'd come out from underneath with all kinds of bits of food. And Anyway, would you complain if there was a little one going mad in a restaurant?
Do you know what? I wouldn't complain, but you do. Sometimes you're sitting down and someone's wailing. And
would you
know
give
what?
A filthy look?
No, Jesus Christ. No, I wouldn't. But you know what? I don't have kids. So I haven't gotten to that stage where you're like, oh, you know, they're only kids. You're still at that age where you're kind of, I'm only 23, do you know? So not...
I think, like, I have a baby now, my first
baby.
Geez, so
congrats.
Thank you. I think if he lost the plot in the restaurant...
Yeah.
I wouldn't need it to get to the point where other people were uncomfortable. I'd probably take the assumption that I had to get up and go out with him until he calmed down because I'd probably be afraid I was destroying other people's evenings.
My parents were in denial.
I think so were mine. We also got a few texts in on Wednesday after Jen was talking about Dolly Parton being... I think the ultimate early riser, because 3 a.m. is, to me, still the night before. Would you be an early bird?
3 a.m.
She gets up at 3 a.m.
Okay, I'm an early bird, but not 3 a.m. now. That's not normal.
What do you consider
I would,
early?
Yeah, no, I'm not the best person to be asking. I get up at 6 and 7. 6
I
mainly.
Think that's early.
That's very early.
It is.
What about yourself?
Yeah, I'd be the same.
Yeah.
Now, consider I'm still at the stage where I have to wake up at 3 to feed
somebody.
You have
a kid. You know what? So
6 to me, I'm like, did you sleep the whole night till 6? You're doing good. Yeah. What about the rest of your family?
My dad's an early riser. My mum is an early riser. My brother is in Leaving Cert at the moment and he's not an early riser. My poor mother, no, not an early riser.
Okay,
picked out of the bed.
I mean, my family... They all like their lions, except for my weird sister who gets up at half five.
Half five? Is this Bonnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, no. She's a fitness gal though, isn't she? She's big into it.
I think it's not.
You see
normal.
Her on the Instagram and she's doing the treadmill at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
you're like, fair play
that?
To you.
What's up
fair
with
play,
that?
Honey.
No, 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 no. No, that's
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no,
what's
no. If it's for work, if it's work, grand, but not for the old.
What I keep saying to her is, one day, Bonnie, you will have a child and you will look back on these wasted hours of sleep and you will hate yourself.
She'll
for
be
it.
Up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Why me?
But what about when you're gigging? Would you have to get up earlier when you're gigging?
When I'm gigging, I get up early. Yeah, because do you know what? You're in hotels and you're kind of, I don't get a great night's sleep in hotels.
What?
Yeah, I don't sleep
with
well.
The super luxurious pillows.
I have to be in my own bed. Yeah, I'm a home bird. I
wow.
love my own bed, love my own pillow. And then I get up and I'm gone. Yeah, gone on to the next gig then.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're moving constantly,
moving
I suppose.
Moving constantly.
Yeah.
Another one from Tuesday. We had this story of a woman who won a case against an employer who kept calling her a good girl.
Oh.
Isn't that awful? I think
that
that's
is
awful.
And did she win, do you know?
She did.
Did she?
Would you put up with that?
You
have no choice. You work with your dad.
I don't have a choice. I work for my dad. He's the boss. He's the boss. If he calls me a good girl, I'm a good girl.
There's nothing you can do about it. Oh my God.
It's funny though. He does say it to me. He actually, because that's real his kind of humour. Contrary, you know, a good girl. Lift that there now like a good girl. But he's only doing it, you know, to have a laugh. But he doesn't say it to the crew members or whatever when we're gigging, and he does it to kind of get a reaction out of them, and it's hilarious
oh,
to see.
Okay.
They're kind of like half like, will I get involved, will I say something, will I say something, but they don't. No, it's funny.
Would you have had other awkward moments in work that aren't dad related?
No, I worked in retail for years, so there was usually a lot of women working, just with the nature of it, a lot of women working in Topshop with me because it was a female clothing store. And we were all great crack, good friends and everything, so you'd never have one of the girls be like, pick that up now like a good girl, you know?
Yeah, imagine.
You'd be like, sorry, what?
Excuse me, could you say that one again? And what about selfie sacking?
Selfie.
I don't know if you heard about this. Myself
What's
and
that?
Jen were talking about selfies going wrong.
Yeah.
So the cast of Corrie, this person got sacked for taking a selfie because you weren't supposed to have your phone on set.
Fair.
They take it really
they
seriously.
Do, yeah, film sets and everything. It's
I know,
very serious.
But this person had worked for, I think it was a number of years. Like they were an old member of the team. Like so. Would you get plagued for selfies or your dad?
No, I'm not at that stage yet. No, I'm not at that stage. My poor father is though, and you know, I'm usually the one taking the selfie for them. They usually don't know I'm his daughter. They're like, here, come here, love, will you take a photo? And I'm like, yeah, no worries.
You're your dad's private photographer.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not getting paid for it, you know. I don't know. If I was getting paid, you know, anything else. But I know the poor thing, they went out for a wedding anniversary dinner, myself, my mother and my father one time. And I'll never forget, a man went over to take a selfie and he sat down with them, brought the chair over, then brought the wife over, and they sat down and joined them for the dinner.
No.
Randomers now, they didn't know them, asked for a selfie and then said, well, do you know what, I'll come down, I'll sit down and we'll have a chat. A wedding anniversary. He finally had to say, look, you know, we're here for a wedding anniversary, do you mind if we just have a little while to ourselves?
And did they take offence?
I don't think they did. I think they were, you know,
they understood.
But some people out there are hilarious, I suppose.
We used to, back in the day, my dad used to, if we ever went out to dinner,
yeah,
everybody who walked by the table would want to come up and have a chat about something that had been talked about on the show.
Yeah.
And it could be to give out to him.
Oh, really?
So we would frequently be at the table with my mum and all my brothers and sisters, and there's five of us.
Yeah.
And you'd get people coming over going, oh, now here, Jerry, I have a bone to pick with you about something. And they'd get into something and he'd have to sit there and
indulge. And you're in the middle of your roast.
And I'd be there having like my aromatic duck and pancakes, you know, going, why is that person shouting at dad? No, it's terrible. Listen, Faye, you're on tour at the moment. How's it going?
Yes, it's going great. I'm loving it. Oh, it's great crack. And it's good fun. We are all around the country. We're in Monaghan tomorrow night. But all tickets and info is on at www.patchshort.com.
So where's the next gig?
So the next gig tomorrow night, Saturday, is in Monaghan and then Tullamore Court Hotel on the Sunday night. And then next week somewhere else again in the country.
And do you love it? Do you love travelling around?
I love it. I love what I do. You know, I went to drama school for 3 years. Your own brother was my tutor, Rex.
Oh my God,
yeah.
He wasn't your tutor,
he was he? Yeah, he came in. He was so good. He was brought back. Yeah, that's how good he
what
is.
What was he like?
Very good. Yeah,
he's intense.
He's good crack though.
Okay,
he's good. He knows his stuff.
Those actors can be quite intense people.
I know,
about the
yeah.
craft.
Yeah,
the craft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take me seriously. No, he's very good. I
oh,
must
that's
say.
Amazing. Yeah. So, well, then, if you've been tutored by Rex, you must be absolutely fabulous.
Oh,
so
only the best.
Everybody buy tickets. Faye Short, thank you for being my friend this week. Best of luck with the show.
Thank
I'm
you.
Definitely going to come
you.
Along and see it.
Good. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.